It's a good day.
That's always a good day. That's how I judge my good days.
Your story.
But let's not let today's success impact tomorrow. Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Truly Nature Presents
Bacon Bits,
where we promote positivity, empowering self-image, and the three B's everyone needs in their lives.
Babes.
Bacon.
Booze.
I'm Sneaky Pete, along with
Rockstar.
Andy J.
No shots behind the camera, and we have a special guest here, Jeremy Littell.
Hi.
Hi.
The man.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I'm loving this mic, man.
Nice and close.
I just wish I had something like this where I could just talk in all the time.
You could do this at home in your little studio, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just want my everyday life to sound like this.
Like a narrator is talking about it?
Oh, that would be magical.
Jeremy went to the store today. He picked up a loaf of bread.
Perfect.
Well, thank you again for coming down to Milwaukee, even though you're a Twins fan.
It is always great to come down to Milwaukee. This is my stomping grounds. I mean, I turned 21 in Milwaukee, and I had a lot of good times.
Awesome.
That was before cell phones?
I got my first cell phone. I was working at Menards, and I got my first cell phone in 2000 when I worked.
Okay.
Worked there, yeah.
Nice. All right. Question for you. You say you were from Milwaukee. Were you born in Milwaukee and then moved?
I was actually born in Kenosha.
Kenosha, okay.
Yes.
Kenosha.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Mars Cheese Castle. All right.
Hell yeah. Born in Kenosha. I lived there till I was about 10. And then I lived in a small town, probably never heard of it, Berlin, Wisconsin.
I know where Berlin is, absolutely. Really? We got followers in Berlin.
I've never heard of it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
I know New Berlin.
Yep.
There's cabins Berlin? In Berlin, near Berlin.
Okay. Cool, yeah, everyone really confuses Berlin with New Berlin. They're like, yeah, I know exactly where that is. I'm like, No.
New Berlin. Different. No, the old Berlin.
Yeah, the original Berlin. Well, the original one's over in Germany.
Yeah, we had 400 people in my high school. I had the biggest class of 108 for 25 years.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Why did I get a hot dog?
Why not? We're at Miller Park.
Someone want to put a wiener in your mouth, you know?
Wieners!
Hot dogs are good. I like them anyway. You're a burger guy.
Yeah, how's the relish?
Great.
Yeah? You a big relish fan?
I don't mind it. Why do you ask?
Looks good. It looks good.
Yeah.
Nice and green.
I like pickled treats.
I've got a lot of them over there.
Oh, you do.
Yeah. Yes. We should talk about that, because Jerry, I had the Bloody Mary of my life about 30 minutes ago. And I told you, I was like, I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass. Like, it was legit one of the best Bloody Marys I've ever fucking had. It was amazing. Had the horseradish vodka with the Bloody Mary mix you got. How did that come about?
Well, we originally started with all of the pickled items. We had all the pickled veggies. And so what everyone was saying is like, well, why don't you have a Bloody Mary mix that you could add to that? And that is actually the only item that I have is proprietary to us that is with our own trademark that we actually made. It took us about 7 to 8 months of it's actually a company, Tones, out of Illinois. And they actually make a lot of different Bloody Marys. But we kept sending it back to us. And we just kept tweaking it, and finally we came up with one that we really, really enjoyed that we could put the kick-ass name on.
Sweet, dude. Awesome.
Thanks.
That process sounds a lot easier said than done.
Right, yeah.
Well, it was fun. I mean, you get to try Bloody Marys all the time.
Right? So are you?
I'm chewing.
You're chewing? I'll take the lead here, because Sneaky Pete is chewing.
So, how did you come up with the name Kick-Ass? Explain how this company came about.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's actually a funny story. So originally, the name of the company was Sauk City Specialty Products. That's when my dad came up with the name, because he had his grandpa that had a meat market in Sauk City, Wisconsin. And he got the original recipes from the jerky that he decided to make 50 years later. Well, we were sitting around the campfire when we were deer hunting, probably about, well, this was 20 years ago, and he had already changed the name for our jerky products. So the name of the company was Sauk City Specialty Products, but the jerky was Kick-Ass. Well, we had, for Kick-Ass, we had Original Ass. For Teriyaki, we had Sweet Ass. For the Jalapeno was Hot Ass. Peppered was Kick-Ass. And we had another one. It was Old Fashioned. And I'm like, Dad, we need to change these names. And he says, well, what should we, like, really set it on? And I said, well, Kick-Ass. I said, Kick-Ass is like Bitchin' from the 80s, you know?
Right, yeah.
We should change it.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, everything to Kick-Ass. And, yeah, it was around a campfire.
Boom.
Yeah, it was good times.
The decision was made.
It was made, and that's where we are today.
That's
and
what so we're sticking with.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I've had your jerky for, a couple years now. I actually like the new sugar, no sugar one.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
The no sugar jerky, it's crazy because there's a kick on everyone, you know, wanting to get healthier and, you know, for gyms and stuff like that. But you can't really even tell that. And it's funny because I didn't bring that one. That's the only one I didn't bring today. And
thanks. I'm all out.
But you can't tell the difference between the sugar and sugar free. And so, you know, the problem is we can't switch it all to that because you got your sweet flavors and and you got to have some sugar in that. But it's a good product.
So that's, and you're out of Winona now.
It's Winona.
That's what I said, Winona.
Winona, yeah.
Winona.
Yeah. Winona.
Yeah. Yes. Right outside of La Crosse.
La Crosse, like Wisconsin?
Yeah, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Yeah, basically, Winona is, I can get Wisconsin beer in 4 minutes. It takes me 4 minutes to get over the bridge into the wine house, and that's where I get my spotted cows.
That's not bad.
That's a good, there you go.
And spotted cows are good beers.
I like spotted cows. And it used to be, it was like last year, I think, that Minnesota was able to sell liquor on Sundays is when they started sell. Last year was when they started sell. So, so this wine house, the busiest day of the week for them was Sundays.
Because, of course, right, yeah.
Because everybody's just going over the bridge going to get their liquor.
Nice.
But now we can get it every day.
Perfect.
So, let's switch gears here.
All right.
That's one half of what you do for a living.
Correct.
What's the other half?
Yeah, this is where it's fun.
I became a social media content creator, and it was kind of basically by accident. And it kind of started back in 2017 when I was down in Mexico, and I was in the water with my kids throwing a ball around, and I'm noticing everyone that's 35 and over is in the water playing with their kids, and the rest of everyone else that's younger than that is sitting on the side with their phone in their hand. And I'm like, well, I need to be a part of this social media aspect. And so I made a kind of like a pact with myself that I'm going to go home, start an Instagram page for Kick-Ass Beef Jerky, and I'm going to just start posting 3 posts a day. Don't matter what it is, I'm just going to continue to post.
Matter if it's bullshit.
Right.
Just get something out there.
Yeah, I had to do something. Well, I grew. I mean, and this is for a company page, in 5 months, I grew from like 400 to 25,000 followers.
Jeez Louise, wow. Dude.
And which was freaking insane. And so what I did is I started sending out samples to outdoor people that like beef jerky, you know, like
hunters,
fishermen, and then like outdoor sports. And I ended up sending it to a girl, her name is Anna Glennon. She's like a four-time jet ski winner, championship winner, worlds. I mean, she's done really well. I sent some stuff to her, started posting for me, and then I sent some stuff to NASCAR driver, Spencer Boyd.
Nice. Oh,
cool. And we became really good friends, and they started promoting. And so what I did for my company is when I would send people's, and I still do this to this day, when I send stuff to people, I do not send them with any obligation. Like, I'll just send it to them. I'm like, hey, I love what you're doing. Thank you for your content. Yeah. Thanks a lot. If you like it, post about it. If you don't, who cares? Throw it away. And it's done very, very well for me. And so what had happened was I had continued to do that, and I ended up meeting up with some fishermen on YouTube. One of them is Sam Sobey. The other one is Murray. He's fishing more. And they used to do stuff for Alex Perrick and the Guggen Squad, who are very well known. And they started their own stuff. And we went catfishing. And they're like, dude, you are funny. You tell jokes. Have you ever heard of TikTok? And I'm like, TikTok is 15-year-old girls dancing.
Right.
Yeah. Singing that's and all that stuff.
That's what I thought. When I got on TikTok, I was like, I ain't doing that shit.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do something like that. And they're like, no, it's not like that. Just start posts like fishing videos or jokes or whatever. So I ended up posting a video on TikTok. Well, TikTok back then, they were only doing 15 seconds. So they only had 50, so they were like Vine. Day, they were trying to do like Vine, and they only did 15 seconds. So I posted a 1 minute long video of me tip up fishing, and I am pulling in the fish hand over hand. Well, they never saw the fish come in. So I'm pulling it and pulling it and pulling it.
So it just looped after 15 seconds? It was a trick video.
Accidental.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
1.2 million views in 20 minutes.
That's retarded.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't say that. I edit that part out, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And so it was, I mean, it was crazy. And so I'm sitting there at work. I'm like, holy crap, guys. Like, what? And they're like, well, we've got to keep doing it. And so I was driving down to Talladega to watch Spencer Boyd race at NASCAR, which he won, by the way. He won.
Hey, nice.
That's awesome.
And it was crazy.
Cha-ching.
And we were bored. And so they're like, why don't we just tell some Little Johnny jokes? So that's how the Little Johnny joke stuff started. And within probably 6 months of being on TikTok, I grew to 120,000 followers, and it just kept going up from there, and adding the kids in there, and it's been wild.
What was your max following on TikTok?
My max following until, well, I had one account that got banned, and for no reason. Well, basically, they thought that my kid was running my account, which he was not running my account. And that was at 10.6 million.
Wow.
And then
right now my account that's still up is at 4.6. So what's the math on that?
Lots.
Yeah. Over 15 million is what I would have had on TikTok.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm three away from 1,000. And most of those are bots, so it doesn't even matter.
Well, we can help you with that.
I saw there was a recently a documentary on social media accounts and kids and stuff like that. So I would imagine that society has evolved to be more sensitive to that. Maybe that has a part to play with it. I'm not sure. You know what I'm talking about the YouTube girl, whatever. Kendra had me look at it.
Oh, Kendra made you watch it. Okay, that answers the question.
Okay, yeah.
We were like, he wants a documentary?
Yeah, it was a really interesting documentary on the inside of a child YouTube star. So I think you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I can understand where you're coming, like where people are coming from on
right,
that. Where the parents were forcing this kid to do this.
Right.
And you
right,
have to get, no, my kids are not like that. They're like, we'll talk about a joke and this and that. And they're like, Dad, I want to do it. And because they they get friends from school and stuff that, like, we'll talk about, hey, I saw your video. And my daughter now, she's at the point where she wants to do them all the time.
She's sassy.
Yeah, hold her back.
Yep.
That's awesome. I like that. That's where I met you, was TikTok.
Yeah.
And now our late night lives. And so who was the, who brought us together? Like, who was the one?
I have no idea.
Was it Dave?
Yeah, I think it was Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Who's Dave?
Wait, or did you bring me to Dave? he's the upcycler up in Canada there.
Upcycler? Yeah.
He makes stuff out of forks and spoons. Eh?
Oh, yeah. He's an artist. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know Dave. Yeah.
We got to get Dave on here someday.
Well, Dave's got to come. When he says he's going to come down, he never comes down.
Oh, you calling him out?
I'm calling him out.
Oh, there we go. There's the challenge.
Let's do it.
We got 314 subscribers. They're going to hear this. You know.
Yes.
Be ready for it. God.
All right. Let's condense this because we're going to want to get you in the studio someday.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah,
make
we
that
should.
Happen.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
So let me ask you this: if you had 60 seconds,
really? What are we doing here?
Oh, no.
Never mind.
60 seconds all right, to what?
If you did,
to edge all right. my lawn?
To edge your lawn. That's counterproductive. So it's supposed to last a lot longer anyway. Shout out to MJ. She'll never see this. Don't worry about that. No. How about this? If you have one message to send out to everybody out there, say, even people that don't know who you are, what would you say?
Well, as far as what? I mean, there's like a lot of things. I mean, as far as what a message to give to people to like humanity or
yeah,
what?
How about humanity?
You're an influencer. It's important.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I would say, like what I do with my business is, do not let today's success determine tomorrow's motivation. What that means is you could have a really, really good day. And with people today, there's a lot of people out there that feel entitled for things. And if you have a good day, you need to continue to grow on that and continue to whatever you're doing. Like if you're trying to, you know, lose weight and you ended up losing like 5 pounds in one day. Well, you're like, well, okay, well, I did good today. Well, then tomorrow I don't have to worry about it. Or if you have a company where you made big sales, well, you did a good day that day. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, but continue to grow on with what you have and make those small goals become bigger goals.
Kind of like trying to grow a podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe and share with your friends. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much coming on here.
Yes, thanks so much.
We're going to get you in studio again.
I appreciate it. Definitely.
You got stories.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about them last night.
Last night, we decide we're going to go to Walski's.
You close Walski's.
Yeah, we actually closed Walski's.
There you go.
Last call, we get our sticker. I'm driving him back to his Airbnb, and he's like, I'm hungry. Made me stop at Checkers in the hood.
Oh yes, Checkers, dude. That's hood food.
Do you want to know the issue? The issue was.
I know what the issue is. You're stopping at a Checkers in the hood.
Well, that wasn't wasn't the biggest. The biggest issue was
Harry the Henderson stared at us.
Oh yeah, he did for like forever. But when we ordered the chicken, she says back to the kitchen, "Do we have enough? Do we have seven or what was it? How many?
Eight
pieces. Do we got eight pieces tenders. Left? So at that point, I should have stopped and said, hey, you know, we probably shouldn't get the last eight pieces right. that have been sitting at the bottom of that
for
freaking
the
barrel.
For 45
oh,
minutes.
Oh, yes. But I did, and I probably shit about eight times today.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
as long as you didn't shit your pants, you're good.
I didn't. I did
not.
There
you go. There you go.
It's a good day.
That's always a good day. That's how I judge my good days.
Your story.
But let's not let today's success impact tomorrow. Because tomorrow I could shit my pants. You never know.
You're good.
Well done.
Thank you again. And I get to sit in front of you for this game that's starting in a few minutes. So.